Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Today, Kenneth Copeland teaches how you can act on the love of God every time based on the prayer in Ephesians chapter 3. Now, here's Kenneth.
Now go with me to the third chapter of the book of Ephesians. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. Who? Not according to the flip-flop of the economy, but according to his riches in glory. Now listen to this. I'm telling you this, you're getting stronger by the verse. To be strengthened with might by his spirit in your inner man. That word translated might is translated a Greek word that means the supernatural ability to accomplish anything, whether it's possible or impossible. You remember the scripture in 2 Corinthians where it says, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. Same word. And here it is giving you a grant to be strengthened with might by his spirit in your inner man. That the anointing may dwell in your heart by faith. Now look at this scripture right here, because this is going to take us somewhere. That you being rooted. This is at the root of your life. Rooted and grounded in love. Have faith in love. How do you do that? Well, you know, it is not a divine suggestion. It is not optional. It is a commandment. That you believe on the name of his son, Jesus, and love one another as he gave commandment. How did he give commandment? Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself, and love the brethren even as I have loved you. That's the commandment. That needs to be right up in the forefront of your thinking, because faith worketh by love. Everything works by love. Why? Because God is love. What do you think your faith is going to do without God in it? Are you kidding me? There you go again. Flat as a flitter. Remember that last night? Flat as a flitter, but never a quitter. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So, rooted and grounded. Grounded in it. Solid, fastened to it. And until you get this settled in your life, you go before God, you take communion and you settle it. You're a soldier in the army of the Lord and you have a direct command from the commander-in-chief himself and you receive it. Yes, sir. This is my life from this day forward. I don't care what they do and say about me. That's not my business. Amen. Yeah, but ain't nobody loves me. That ain't none of your business whether anybody loves you or not. God didn't put you here to gather up people to love you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is your business to love them.
Amen.
It is not based on what they can do for you or what they have done to you. I ain't got much time. I'm going to get this straight to you. Understand? We ain't going to play church about this anymore. There's more to this than Christmas cards and birthday greetings and promise cards. Let us love one another. This ain't no pity patty church game. No, bless the Lord God Almighty. This is a commandment from the commander-in-chief. It is a direct order. So quit crabbing around about it. Stand up before God, take communion and say, yes, sir. I'll keep this commandment. If I have to swear to my own hurt, I'll change not. And then just put it in your mouth and in your heart and in your eyes and in your ears. The problem with it, everybody knows we're supposed to do that, but nobody remembers it when you need to.
Right. Right.
Why? It ain't in there. Right. Not in your memory. Back off somewhere in Sunday school. That's what the Apostle Peter said when in his letter he wrote and said, "We put you in remembrance of the commandment that was given to us by the Master. That you love one another. I stir up," he said, "your holy remembrance." It wasn't in their memory. The way you get it in your memory is by believing it and acting out your will to keep that commandment. And you stop and you repent. I don't care if you're in the middle of the grocery store or where you are. You violate that commandment of love. You stop right where you are. "Sir, I repent of that. I get that out right now. I'm not going one more second with that. I repent and I receive my forgiveness. I believe, I will. I take it now. I have it and I thank you for it and I forgive." Oh, glory.
Amen.
You put a stop to it. And whoever it was you barked out at, turn around and say, "Would you please forgive me?" Mm-hmm. I don't have any business talking like that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. Go on about your business. Amen. Amen. Now, rooted and grounded in love, now what's the next step? May be able to comprehend. Whoa. Not just understand. Comprehend. The word here is working knowledge. Let me ask you a question. You understand airplanes fly? Huh? Are you a pilot? But you can still take advantage of airplanes fly, right? Yeah, you go get your ticket, get on the thing, and, you know, and after a while, when they let you on there, and you'll go somewhere. But you have to have them. Your understanding of this is limited because you haven't been trained at it. I don't need them. I have working knowledge of the airplane. I don't need them to go where I need to go. I'll fly the thing myself. You understand? You see, you understand the difference here? One of them is understanding, the other one is comprehension. And the word here is comprehension, working knowledge. Now look at this. May be able to have working knowledge with all the saints. This is not just for a special few. This is for anybody that'll believe God for that grant. I mean, you're an heir of God. You have His name. You have a right to be in the throne room.
Amen.
With all the saints, what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and height, and to know. Now wait a minute. You've read scriptures where it said, and Adam knew his wife. Mm-hmm. Use the word to know. That word translated to know is also translated intercourse. Mm-hmm. It's translated intimate relationship. Closest, most intimate relationship that can be expressed in human language is in that word right there. Now look at this. That you may have working knowledge with all the saints, what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and height, and to have intimate relationship with the love of Christ. The love of the Anointed One and His anointing. Oh, man. Whew. Glory. Glory.
Glory.
Why? that you might be filled with all. I absolutely relish in the word all when I see it in the Bible. That you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Some of you still sitting there looking at me like. Dear Lord. We've all been told in religious ideas and religious thinking, oh, we could never in a million years know and understand God. No, you never will talk in that either. But you can if God's the teacher.
Amen.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
This is what's happening here. God is the love in whom you are rooted and grounded.
Amen.
Faith and love. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that is at work within us. Oh, brother, amen. I would like for you to tell me how big the falling economy looks in the light of that. It's nothing.
Right.
It is nothing. This is not God's first week on the job, brother. I was praying here the other day. I said, oh, God, what are we going to do to these people? And he laughed at me. You ever have God laugh at you? I heard him, and he laughed at me. He said, Kenna, compared to Pharaoh and Abimelech, these guys are amateurs. Glory to God. I laughed back. I got tickled and I laughed all over my prayer room, man. I got so tickled, hallelujah. They just amateurs. No, when you begin to, anytime you find these things like this, that you might be filled, then you stop right where you are. I believe, I will, I take it. I thank you for it, Father. Filled with all the fullness of God. Ooh. The answers are in there. Now that we're rooted and grounded in love, faith in God, faith in light, faith in the Word, faith in love. I was in a service, this is years and years and years ago. This ministry was just getting started. And we had a meeting in this town, and by the end of the first week, we had our little room was full, and around 300 people or so. And oh, I mean, could the Lord had me preach that night on the reality of the righteousness of God. And that we've been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And I'm telling you, I was having so much fun. I didn't care whether anybody there or not, man. I'm telling you, over the years, I just have fallen in love with the righteousness of God. And this very idea of the thing, you know. And that I, as a born again, blood washed believer, I can unashamedly walk into the throne of grace and come boldly and stand in the presence of the holiest being in all the universe without any self-consciousness.
Absolutely, yes.
Because of the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
And man, I'm telling you, by this is almost all the way through the service. And I'm just almost out of it. I don't know. I don't care whether they're there or not, man. I'm just having myself a good time. And this woman began to speak out in tongues. Right in the middle. I said, sister, could you hold that for just a moment? She got a little louder. And I said, it was like somebody threw a wet blanket over the whole place. because it was out of place. And I knew when it hit my spirit that this wasn't right. This was not just someone innocently doing this. I mean, something was wrong with this. I didn't know what. I mean, I didn't have any experience. I hadn't been in this ministry but about a year. And I said, can't you hold up? And she just got louder and louder and louder. And then she went over into English. And yay this and yay that. And man, oh man. And I thought, well, I just stood there then, let her get through. And I said, well, we lost where we were in the spirit when this occurred, but I'm not going to let this get by. I'm going to teach you something about this. Amen. Well, there's a man spoke up, said, Brother Copeland, she couldn't hear a word you said. She's stone deaf. Well, now everybody's against me. Man. Well, now when you don't know what to do and you start trying to figure out what to do, you're going to blow it. You'd be better off just shut up and leave. Because that was calculated to draw me into that place. And I'll tell you why in a minute. But instead of doing that, I had learned from my spiritual father, Oral Roberts. I had learned from Brother Kenneth Hagin and other of my mentors, including T.L. Osborne. I had learned, don't ever follow after something like that. Stop and go inside. That's where the answers are. That's where the light is. But you have to develop faith in the fact that the answers are in there when you become God inside minded and you trust God that's on the inside of you.
Amen.
I didn't know what to do. I'd never faced anything just like this. I'd seen some of it, but I'd never faced one that was calculated to destroy the meeting. And that's what it was. And this poor dear soul, she was deaf. And the man that was using her. He would take her to meetings that would come to town and he would tell her, now's your time. This is time for your gift. Well, she would obey him and she couldn't hear. She couldn't see. She didn't know what was going on. And she just start out in tongues, you know, and then here she'd go. And then she'd go over into English as long as he kept gouging her into continuing. And then he would come up and do to them what he did to me and get the whole meeting turned against somebody and just blow the whole thing. And up until then, every time he'd done that, whoever it was left town. But I don't meet the pattern. Because you're right. I didn't have a clue what to do. I'm just standing there, you know, and it felt like somebody had put the wet blanket and threw it on me. So I didn't do anything. I just stopped and turned inward. I said, Lord, what is this? And the word of the Lord came to me. The word of the Lord will come to you. He will show you things to come, but not if you don't have any faith in it. I believe I will. I take it. I have it. Thank you. And I forgive. Well, I needed to be forgiving. Right now, I don't need to be fighting with these people. And when I stopped and I just turned inward, I heard it right in there. Call her up there, lay hands on her, and I'll open her ears. I didn't think of that. But see, you have certain strength and power in the mighty name of your Father and your Lord and Savior, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Come on. Amen.
And you don't want to listen to religion and get off in this, well, it might and it might not, but you don't never know. Yeah, bless God, I do know.
Yes.
And it's who I know that makes all the difference. I said, yes, sir. I said, sir, would you be so kind? Bring her up here. I'll lay my hands on her and God will open her ears. Well, what's he going to do? Say no? Well, boy, everybody in there is just like this. No. Me too. I'm just like this. He got up. He brought her up there. And he had her by the arm, you know, and brought her up there and stood her up there in front of me. And I just said, thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
And I just put my hands over her ears. And I said, in the name of Jesus. She said, oh. Oh, and her ears popped and she could hear. That's far greater than the sermon. It's far greater than the meeting. I mean, this is what this thing is all about, man. That's what Jesus came to do in the first place. What else did it do? It just yanked the rug out from under the devil. I mean, he ain't got a leg to stand on, brother, when the Spirit of God begins to move. That's what that third chapter of Ephesians prayer is all about. Rooted and grounded in love. Go the love way every time. Have faith in love every time.
Come to these exciting meetings. Venezuela Victory Campaign will be held in Maracaibo, Venezuela, the 3rd and 4th of September at the Sports Center Pedro Elias Belisario Aponte. The Behind the Mission Weekend in Orlando, Florida will be September 24th and 25th at the Hilton Orlando Bonnet Creek. The 2010 Word Explosion Update in Columbia, South Carolina is the 14th through 16th of October at the Columbia Metropolitan Convention Center. For more information, go to kcm.org. The promise of a long, blessed, and happy life belongs to every obedient child of God. The Live Long, Finish Strong curriculum, created by beloved New York Times best-selling author Gloria Copeland, is a dynamic resource that provides time-tested insights that can revolutionize your life. The Live Long, Finish Strong video curriculum with interactive guidebook and journal is a study tool that includes a journal, confessions, prayers, DVD and audio versions containing messages and interviews, and discussion suggestions ideal for group study.
I believe this book is the manual. Every question that you could even come up with regarding living strong, how to do it, how to walk it out, what does the Word of God say pertaining that, this is your manual.
Packed with the spiritual promises designed to build your faith for longevity, the Live Long, Finish Strong video curriculum was created to equip you with the wisdom to be happy, healthy, and healed. Order Gloria Copeland's new Live Long, Finish Strong video curriculum with interactive guidebook and journal. This dynamic teaching set based on Gloria's most recent book is now available for only $49.95. For faster processing and a product discount, order your curriculum set through our website at kcm.org. For phone orders, call toll-free 800-600-7395. Gloria's book, Live Long, Finish Strong, can also be purchased separately for only $15.
Live Long, Finish Strong is my latest book and one of my favorites. It came out in May. Hallelujah. I want to do that. I want to live long and finish strong. Today, we're all offering the video curriculum, interactive guidebook and journal that goes along with the book. It's a great product because of what it'll do in your life. It's the Word of God. It's to help you see what belongs to you, and it's good for groups and your family. Teach your children with it. Teach your family with it, your prayer group. It'll help you avoid many pitfalls that shorten your life. You know, we want to know how God does things, and then things work for us. And this teaching on Live Long, Live Strong will help you to live long and live strong and live well while you're here and blessed. Hallelujah. I don't intend to slow down on my faith walk as I get older. Actually, I am older, and I'm not slowing down in Jesus' name. We speed up, hallelujah, and enjoy the increase. Be sure to order yours today. It'll be a blessing to you. Pass it around to your family, your friends. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every person. Lord, I pray on their behalf and with them for long life and strong life. Reveal to us how to live in length of days and good days, all the days of our lives. No sickness, no disease, no curse, just blessing. And we receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Today's message, like Ken said today, love is not optional. It is a commandment. We've got to get hold of that. We can't live long and live strong and break the main commandment, which is love one another, love God, and love one another. Hallelujah. So faith works by love, the Bible says. Everything works by love. God is love. Be sure and read the third chapter of Ephesians and get your strength in the Lord. Get your motivation and look at the love scripture. And I mean, if you have to read the love scripture every day to keep yourself in line, your actions, your words in line with the love of God, that is our commandment. In a few days, Ken will be in Venezuela, South Africa. That's September the 3rd through the 5th. And you need to get there if you can. If you live in that area, or if you don't, make an effort to get there. They had a marvelous meeting there last year. The believers are strong there. Behind the Mission Weekend, September the 24th and 25th in Orlando, Florida, with Steve and Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland. Don't miss it. Ken and I'll be at the Washington Victory Campaign, November 11th through 13th. Woodbridge, Virginia. It's one of the best meetings of the year. Hilton Memorial Chapel. Don't forget it. See you again soon. And remember this, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To purchase today's broadcasts on DVD or CD, or for a copy of today's product, go to our website at kcm.org. You'll find an extensive resource of faith-based teaching to help you find the answers you're looking for. Have faith in God and walk in the blessing today. Next Sunday on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is. You're looking to Him. He's your source. What the rest of them do has no bearing on you.